من الفاتحة and call for the Quran, the book of God. And ka is for kalima, a word we're taught to teach us what is good and what is not. And la is for the beginning of la ilaha illallah. Ma is for the messenger Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah. There's only one God and Muhammad is his messenger Allah. La ilaha illallah. Nas for now the sleep God gave to give us rest after the day. Has for the hijrah, the journey that the Prophet made. And what for do before we pray to help us wash our sins away. And ya, for yawm al-deen. Allah, there's only one God and Muhammad is his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God and Jesus was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God and Moses was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God and Abraham was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God and Noah was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God and he created Adam and we are the children of Adam. Allah, la ilaha illallah.
I am a Muslim, the things I say in everything I do every day.
We are Muslim, the things we say in everything we do every day. Ooh, bismillah. Ooh, alhamdulillah. Ooh, bismillah. Ooh, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
I am a Muslim and just I know I need to eat so that I will grow.
We are Muslims and thus we know we need to eat so that we will grow.
When we eat, we say bismillah. When we pull, we say
alhamdulillah. When we eat, we say bismillah. When we pull, we say alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Water, juice, and most these, I think, are so delicious for me to drink.
Water, juice, and most these, we think, are so delicious for us to drink.
When we drink, we say, bismillah. When we're done, we say,
alhamdulillah. When we drink, we say, bismillah. When we're done, we say, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Going out with my mom and dad, coming home, oh what fun we had.
Going out with our mom and dad, coming home, oh what fun we had.
Driving in the car,
bismillah,
coming safely,
oh alhamdulillah.
Saying Allah's name, and in the morning I do the same.
We go to sleep saying Allah's name, and in the morning we do the same.
When we sleep, we say bismillah. When we rise,
Allah and His Messenger at all times. But after that, who else did He tell us to listen to and be close to?
Your mother.
Yes, well done.
Who should I give my love to, my respect and my honor to? Who should I pay good mind to after Allah and Rasulullah?
Comes your mother.
Who next?
Your mother.
Who next?
Your mother. And then your father. Cause who used to hold you and clean you and clothe you? Who used to feed you and always be with you when you were sick, stay up all night holding you tight? That's right, no other.
My mother. Who should I take good care of, giving all my love? Who should I think the most of after Allah and Rasulullah?
Comes your mother.
Who next?
Your mother.
Who next?
Your mother. And then your father. Cause who used to hear you before you could talk? Who used to hold you before you could walk? And when you felt forbid, you were clean your cut. No one but your mother.
My mother. Who should I stay right close to? Listen most to. Never say no to. After Allah and Rasulullah.
Comes your mother.
Who next?
Your mother.
Who next?
Your mother. And then your father. Cause who used to hug you and buy you new clothes, comb your hair and blow your nose? And when you cried, who wiped your tears? Known your fears, who really cares? My mother, say Alhamdulillah, thank you Allah, thank you Allah for my mother.
During the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, the month of Ramadan, the world fast to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I'm looking for the new moon in the sky. I want my favorite month to come around. Look all around you, we are all waiting for the blessed month of Ramadan. Ramadan, oh Ramadan, Ramadan, oh Ramadan, Ramadan, oh Ramadan, we love you, oh Ramadan.
In the year of 610, the Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the cave of Hira, which is on the mountain Jabal al-Nur.
From dawn to sunset, we all try to fast. Keep our patience and give to the poor. Come to the masjid and pray tarawih in the blessed month of Ramadan.
Ramadan, oh Ramadan, Ramadan, oh Ramadan, Ramadan, oh Ramadan, we love you, oh Ramadan.
Ramadan is the month of giving and self-sacrifice. We should try to purify our souls by reading the Quran every day.
I'm trying to strengthen my iman by reading the Quran and praying to Allah. The devils are chained and the angels are here. In the blessed month of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, with the huge mercy and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we are all here. Alhamdulillah. And what a blessing to have you all here. Alhamdulillah for our very special session today of our time together. If you are feeling happy and healthy and excited, then go ahead and type one. And that tells us that, yes, I am here. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Okay. Let me just fix it. Okay. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is something very, very special. What's so special about today? Alhamdulillah. Like, that looks so beautiful, mashallah. So with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's begin. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi yassir wa la ta'assir wa tamim bil khayr. Lots and lots of du'as for you, lots and lots of prayers for you, and a very, very warm assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace, His mercy, and His blessings be upon you all. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you can share, what did you do for the class today? What is something that you did for the class today? Sorry, your chat was closed. Now you can type if you're feeling healthy, happy, excited, and go ahead and you can type one. And what is something that you did for the class today? Let's see. Okay, Alhamdulillah. Yes, and while you are doing that, let's also type in our labbaik as well, because today is a very, very special class, and we are definitely looking forward to listening from you, your reflections, what you gained, and how you feel from this class, right? So, Jazakallah khair, Anaya, that was very thoughtful comment from you. I am doing not too well today. For me, goodbyes are not easy. So goodbyes are very hard for me, right? And what I did, you know, for coming to the class today was that I did a sujood e shukr. Alhamdulillah, it is only and only with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we were able to spend time together, right? And today, yes, today, you know, I was just saying this to one of a very good friend, that just like, you know, just like my heart is so unstable today, just like that, the internet connection seems to be very unstable. So I make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us for this class, inshallah, and we be able to collect a lot and lots and lots of khair from this session. So we ask Allah, Allahumma ahsin aqibatina fil umuri kulliha wa ajinna fil Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the efforts and protect us from disgrace of this world and the disgrace of us hereafter. Ameen ya bil alameen. And that is so beautiful. I love your mango trees, mashallah. That is really incredible. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So let's go ahead. Take a few seconds to mark our labbaik and remind ourselves we are here only and only for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And mashallah to all the labbaiks that we are here. If anybody wants to share anything, you can raise your hand. Any feeling, any thoughts, then go ahead. You can raise your hand now. And if you want to show it on the screen, you can show it on the screen, inshallah. Mashallah, we have a lot of beautiful trees that came in, and today we will inshallah go through Quran, then Seerah. We have Ramadan reminders, we have a trivia for you, and we have a lot of interesting things for you, right? Alhamdulillah. So mashallah, let's see. Zasha, you wanted to share, go ahead Zasha.
In these last 10 nights of Ramadan, we should pray as much as we can, because any day all the angels can come down and fill the sky. So so we should pray many in all the days and not leave any day.
MashaAllah, tabarakallah. That is so beautiful sharing, Zasha. Jazakallah khair wa asnul jaza for the reminder. Alhamdulillah. How many of you are already in the nighttime? Go ahead and type one if it's nighttime already at your place. And go ahead, type two if it's morning time at your place. You can even type your city names, your area, so we know where you are from. And alhamdulillah, it's so beautiful to be with believers from all around the world, right? Alhamdulillah. So if you are in a place where the Laylatul Qadr has started, then mashallah, that was a beautiful reminder. Definitely, it's a day, it's a night in which we need to bring these nights to life with the Quran, with the du'as that we have learned. So without further ado, let's move towards the Quran, and inshallah, let's collect treasures from the last surah that we have done together, right? And which surah was that? MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Which surah was that that we were doing yesterday? MashaAllah. To all, from all over the world, MashaAllah. Excellent. Okay, let's see. Who would like to share? Okay, Suraisha, very good. Excellent, Laika, mashallah. Avaloon, avaloon. So let's go to Suraisha. And how many ayahs did we do last time? Let's see who can type. And very good, mashallah. 4 ayahs we did. And do you know how many total ayahs are there in this surah? Total number of ayahs? 8, mashallah. Excellent. Alhamdulillah. So even if you are making up from the recording, I hope you make the most benefit of it. So let's inshallah recite and collect some wonderful treasures. Let's begin. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. I seek refuge with Allah from Shaitan the rejected. Your turn. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Your turn.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Alhamdulillah. And I want you to give yourself a big hug when you are saying that, okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you so much. Alhamdulillah. So in the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful, right? And feel this protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around you when you put your trust completely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you invoke blessings by calling on to the name of Allah to begin anything. The first words, Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Did we not expand for you your breast? Wa wada'na anka wizrak. And be removed from you your burden. Your turn for both verses. MashaAllah, excellent. And some of you can even type what was the meaning. So I hope you're looking at your notes right now and you are writing what was being told in these verses, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Rasulullah sallam to, this is a reminder for all of us to count our the favors of Allah upon us, right? And the biggest blessing of Allah upon a person is guidance towards Islam. And a person cannot guide himself towards the truth unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens his heart. So how many of you feel happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you as well and you are reciting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right now? Go ahead and type 1 and feel happy, smile that subhanallah, Allah, you enabled me that I am able to read what you have sent down. And that too in Arabic, and that too so beautifully, mashallah. I am so proud of you. Most of you, mashallah, your mafarij and everything is so nice. May Allah increase you in your iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in your tilawa of the Quran. Okay? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in a society where people were involved in idol worship and all forms of wrong things. Do you see wrong things happening around you? You can type some if you feel that you've seen some wrong happening around you. You can type, do you feel that people are, you know, their majority, not the minority, but majority, may Allah protect your household, the majority of the people are moving into a direction and they are surrounded by trials and a lot is going on, right? What do you see around yourself? So many people, like even kids your age, wasting their time doing what? Right? Subhanallah, you're writing some of them. Bullying and backbiting and smoking and whatnot. Yes, phone. At this early age, so much of the youth is consumed by the phone, right? Arguing. So the early teenagers, it's such a huge blessing if this book of Allah becomes open in our life, right? And we are able to read it. Instagram and all these channels, YouTube and mashallah, all that you're writing, Snapchat and you know, Fortnite, this Roblox. So you're writing, mashallah, a lot of things there, right? So we see that. So this was happening at the time of the Prophet ﷺ also, where the society was involved in so much going in idol worship and all kind of bad things. And amongst this social condition, Allah opened the heart of his Prophet towards the truth of Islam through the divine revelation, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells about this in these verses. And alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened our heart towards his being right now, right? When Allah wants to bless somebody, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do a favor to somebody, then Allah says and he opens his chest to Islam. So today, let's say this. Let's take 2 seconds and say, alhamdulillah, I am a believer. Alhamdulillah, I am a Muslim, right? Alhamdulillah. So let's move to verse number 3 and 4 that we did yesterday also. Alladhi anqada dhahrak, which had weighed upon your back. Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak, and raised high for you your reputation, your repute. Go ahead, your turn for both the verses. Excellent. Very good. So at the end of the class, you have like a little hump. Laka zikrak, zal is a light letter, right? So in these verses also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates some more favors upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was going through all these tough times. Right? And why was he going through these tough times? Because of his noble mission. Allah told him in Surah Fath also that verily we have given you a manifest victory and Allah will forgive you your sins of the past and the future and complete his favor on you and guide you on a straight path and that Allah may help you with strong help. Right? And Allah raised the fame of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by making him the Prophet. Even though his opponents were calling him the other way around, his fame will remain on the earth until the hour. Even though people will still ridicule and say all kind of things, his name will always be exalted. So let's say with full firm faith and belief, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Isn't that amazing that wherever, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is taken, Rasulullah's name is taken along. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So the more the trials, the more higher the ranks, subhanAllah. So وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. And how many of you would like that your ranks are elevated? Go ahead and type 1. If you want that your name is taken in good, if you want that you are popular in good sense, not in the bad sense, right? Then read a lot of durood, okay? Lead a lot of salutation to the Prophet ﷺ. And remember Allah, Allah will raise your levels too, inshallah. Okay, so let's go to beautiful verses. What do we have to do? What is the action item that we need to do now? Okay, when things get tough, like you were sharing yesterday, things get tough, at that time, what do me and you have to do? So let's focus and pay attention to every letter, every harakah, and let's say these two amazing verses together. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا فَإِنَّ, then indeed, مَعَ, with, الْعُسْرِ, عُسْر is difficulty, hardship, and that is singular, one difficulty, one hardship, يُسْرًا is ease, and I want you to write this is plural. So when you have one difficulty, it comes with a lot of ease. And Allah says again, inna ma'al usri yusra, indeed with the hardship will be ease. Okay, so tough times never last, but tough people do. Okay, and there's always relief with hardship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests the believers and he wants to check who will stay on the right path. Okay, And the more the believers can endure, the higher the status in paradise, inshallah. Then let's keep the video off so you can focus. Okay, I need to see the paper and pencil in your hand to write your lessons at this time. Okay, inshallah. So let's make sure that your video is off. Okay, alhamdulillah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even in Surah Baqarah, that or you think that you will enter paradise without trials as came to those who passed before you. They were afflicted with severe poverty and ailments. They were so shaken that even the messenger and those who believed along with them said, when will come the help of Allah? But mata nasrullahi kareem, Allah help is very near. So next time you are in a very tough situation, you can make a beautiful frame out of this particular verse and keep it with you. Okay, keep it along your side, and you can remind yourself then, with every hardship comes a lot of ease. If one thing is hard, Allah will make many other things easy. If one door is closed, Allah will make many doors open. If one plan is not working out, there will be many others that will work out, inshallah. All right, so let's recite this. I'll recite one more time and then you recite it.
إن مع العسر يسرا.
Your turn.
إن مع العسر يسرا.
Alright, so let's go to the final verses. And that is the do item, okay? After the reminder that with every hardship there is ease, the last two verses have amazing message for us. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. فَإِذَا, so when. فَرَغْتَ, you are farig, you have finished. Then labor hard, okay? And what is that? Then, you know, try to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. Wa ila, and towards. Rabbika, your Lord. Farghab, turn your attention. Okay? So if you are getting done with your school, if you are then getting done with this course, if you're done with any other matters, your daily work is done, then it's not like you lay down and you're like, okay, now I can play. I'm done, mama, for the day. So now I can play as much as I like, you know, and I can just waste my time. Play, but play wisely. Play things which will help you. You can have some physical sports in your life, right? You can go for a walk. You can do some nice activity that is going to help you. So wasting time is not an option in a believer's life. So what does a believer do? When he has done the work that is needed to be done, then he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. So let's say it together. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. Your turn. MashaAllah. So during the daytime, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was busy in teaching the believers about Islam and preaching it to the others. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to devote himself to the worship of Allah at night. SubhanAllah. This is, you know, the last blessed night of Ramadan in some places, and for some of us, we will be entering soon. So Allah says in one of the surah in the Quran that, O you wrapped in garments, stand at night and pray, except a little, half of it or a little less than that, or little more, and recite the Quran aloud in a slow, pleasant tone and style. Verily, we shall send down to you a weighty word. Right? Like this Quran has obligations, it has laws. And verily the rising by night, which is the tahajjud prayer, when you wake up before Fajr and you pray, call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is very hard, but it is good for governing yourself and more suitable for understanding the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right. So there is for you by day prolonged occupation with ordinary duties. So you have a lot of things happening in the morning and things like that. So once you're done, remember the name of your Lord and devote yourself to Him with a complete devotion. This comes in the Quran itself. Right? So this verse is telling us that we need to direct our longings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as we are done, we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as we are done with one thing, we go back and we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. So let's see, what did we learn from Surah Shar? You can go ahead and type some lessons that you learned from Surah Shar and go ahead and note down three key takeaways from this surah. Number one, remember Allah's favors. Okay, go ahead and type one if you were able to make a gratitude journal. If you were able to sit down and remember what all Allah had given you. Subhanallah, right? So yesterday I was feeling very down. So me and my son, we sat down and we said, let's try to remember what all Allah has given us, right? As I told you, goodbyes are very hard for me. So I was looking back. I went back to the dates and I was looking at this journey together of ours, right? And I was even feeling so thankful that isn't it amazing that only Allah allowed us to be together? So remember Allah's favor. Number two, be patient in trials. Okay? Inna ma'al usri yusra. How long was your blessing list, by the way? MashaAllah to all those who did it. And if anybody is listening and they did not do it, go ahead, try it. Just pick up a pencil and paper or pick up, you know, open up a Microsoft Word document and start typing what all blessings Allah has given me. And you will feel so happy. You will say, oh my God, I am too blessed to be stressed, right? I have too many favors that Allah has given me. And if there's any problem right now, then be patient in trials. This is the message of Surah Shar, which is a 94th surah, and it is a Makki surah. We covered most of the Makki surahs. It is in the order, it is 94. It came right after Surah Duha, and the subject matter was very close. But, you know, in the revelation kind, something that is like the 12th surah, which was revealed, right? Forget, forgive, forget, and move on. Kazim, that's such a beautiful message, right? Alhamdulillah. And the last and final thing is strong relationship with Allah. Whenever you are free, then go back, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, I love this chapter, right? So if you are anytime going through trials and tribulations like the Prophet was going through, this surah is an excellent consoler. So if you can, you can teach this to your friends. Okay, there are many of the friends who feel so down, so depressed just because of some grades, just because they're not able to understand some subject in the class. They feel, oh, I'm not so good. I'm not at all good. Then go ahead, remind them with this. Make a gift of Inna Ma'al Usri Yusra. Make it in a frame and gift it to somebody who is in need. Okay, how many of you think that you can make it and even make that as a gift for your own family? Go ahead and type one. That indeed with every hardship, there is ease. Yes, mashallah, tabarakallah. That was a beautiful comment up there, right? And mashallah, you type so fast. Yes, Nermeen, we should always remember Allah in our difficulties as well as in our time of happiness. And some only remember in Allah in difficulties, but we don't have to do this. That is such a beautiful message. So remember Allah in times of happiness and remember Allah in times of difficulty, and He'll be there for you. Now, I believe I achieved. Look at the number of surahs we have done. Aren't you proud of yourself that we together now did which surahs? Like, you know, I was about to ask you, but then I looked at the time and I'm like, okay, let me just give you the list. So we, then Surah Quraysh, then we did Surah Fil, then Surah Humaza. Right? Which one was your favorite? Go ahead and type your favorite surah or any particular verse that stood out for you, inshallah. And when we come back from the seerah session, I would look forward to hearing your feedback that which surah do you end up reciting more in your salah, right? Subhanallah. Which surah do you enjoy more in your recitation? And it gives you a lot of strength. Surah Fil, Surah Qariyah, mashallah. Excellent. Surah Fil is going with more words right now. Let's see which other surah gives you a lot of strength. So these all surahs were Makki surahs. Here is a number in the Quran, how they appear. And all these surahs are giving us one message. And that is to fulfill the five rites of Quran. Okay? So go ahead and write them. MashaAllah, I love your comment. You love all of them, MashaAllah. And what are the five rites of knowing these surahs now? Number one is that we have to believe in it. Number two, we need to recite them in a beautiful way. Okay? How many of you promised to me? You're not going to recite them in Namalu Sri Yusra, like, you know, like going too fast. You're going to recite them as if you understand what you're saying and as if you can feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening. Right? MashaAllah, tabarakallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran the delight of your heart, the coolness of your, you know, chest, and make it a one that takes away all your grief away this Quran. You start reciting the Quran and the world just starts, you know, becoming so beautiful all around you. The number third thing, which is must, is to understand it. So a big round of applause, a big star for all of you that MashaAllah, you spend time in understanding this. And now what we have to do is act upon it, right? Next time, no more frowns. We're going to turn our frowns upside down and inshallah we will keep going, right? And number five is to call to it. So how many of you will share what you learned with your family, with your friends, with your grandpa, grandma, your mom, dad? How many of you will share with them, right? Alhamdulillah, mashallah, excellent. Yes, that's a beautiful suggestion, Zulkarnain, you sent us. Definitely, we are looking into this. So definitely, you can send it in an email if you want to continue this Quran journey together. Then go ahead and send the email on the group. And inshallah, there will be a class coming soon in summer or later. As soon as it will be announced, you will get to know about it, inshallah. All right, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us intact with Quran. And at this time, let's move to our wonderful, wonderful application session through the lovely life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let's see what treasures we collect from there. And while Sister Shaheen is coming, if you want, I like the notebooks that you have, mashallah, they look so beautiful. So Jazakallah khair, we will talk inshallah once we are back. So Jazakallah khair, Sister Shaheen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Jazakillahu khairan kathiran kathiran sister Javeria. MashaAllah, it's a beautiful surah. And to be honest, this particular surah is my favorite surah. And before we start, I just wanted to share one small thing about the surahs that we were doing. Last week, anyone remembers we did which surah? Yes, last week which surah we did? We did Surah Al-Qariyah, excellent. And subhanAllah, that particular day in Maghrib Salah, when we were praying Surah Al-Qariyah, and we were in the Jamaat, and the Imam decided to read the Surah Al-Qari'ah, and every single word that we did in the class kept on coming back to my mind, that how I would be flying like a moth, how the mountains would be, and subhanAllah, it was very different. So I thought I would share it with you all. Okay, are you guys able to hear me? Inshallah, we'll start with a beautiful dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma. Allahumma faqihna fid din. Allahum Rabbi yassir wa la tu'assir wa tammim bil khair. Now you know the meaning of dua. Rabbi yassir. Oh Allah, make it easy for me. وَلَا تُعَسِّرْ. Do not make it hard for me. وَتَمِّمْ بِالْخَيْرِ. And complete everything with خَيْر in the best way. Okay, I don't know, there's some discussion going on, looks like. But anyways, let's keep all those things on a pause right now and come back to the class, inshallah. And we will start. Okay, let's send salawat. Let's send durood, blessings on our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone together, let's do it. I will unmute you all and let's just do a very small one. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad. Okay, alhamdulillah, excellent. Good job, guys. Okay, so let's move on. We did a lot of different sessions and we did a lot of different reflections from the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm not sure how many lessons do you remember. So I will open your chat and go ahead and write if you guys remember any one name of the chapters that we did. We covered a lot of different chapters. We did 13 different chapters. So if there's any one chapter that you remember, you want to go ahead and type, go ahead. Isra Mi'raj, mashallah, Samia. Isra Mi'raj, okay. That was a very interesting topic. Yes, you make the art of Allah, we are able to see that. Okay, intentions, very nice, like boycott, okay, mashallah. Let's see, a few more seconds. Isra Mi'raj again, okay. Keva Sira, okay. The peacemaker, mashallah, spreading of Islam, the first Muslims, peacemaker, Prophet Isa, we didn't do Prophet Isa. Blackstone, okay. Only attended two, okay, Muhib, which two you attended? Preaching, teachings of Islam, the revelation, the okay. Alhamdulillah, so let's see if we are sure and we remember. The first one that we did was the year of elephants and the birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a child, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a merchant, the cave of Hira and the visit from Angel Jibreel. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes the Prophet, the Rasul of Allah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches Islam to family and friends and people of Mecca, Muslims and Kuffar of Mecca, the teachings of Islam, boycott of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion, Isra Mi'raj, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a peacemaker, kindness and compassion, and the teachings of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these were beautiful 13 lessons that we did. And are you guys ready? Did you guys get any chance to review, revise? You want to do a quick trivia on these? Like a rapid fire kind? Yes? Everyone had a chance to review? Musa says no. Okay. Why, Musa, you didn't get chance to review? Inshallah. Let's do a quick trivia. Inshallah, it's going to be fun. Okay, let me just move the screen. Okay, a'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. I want to see how quick you guys can type, okay? So, inshallah, the first thing, who came to attack Kaaba? Who came to attack Kaaba? Abraha, excellent. What did he bring? What did he bring? Elephants, mashallah, very nice, elephants. And how did the people of Mecca react? They were shocked, very good. Okay, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the Muslims? The people of that time, to be precise. Send the birds, very good. What are the birds called, by the way? Rababil, excellent, right? And what happened? What happened to the elephants? They send the stones and yes, the elephants die. MashaAllah. Excellent. Good job. Alhamdulillah. Okay. What is the meaning of seerah? What is the meaning of seerah? Story. Okay. Okay. Prophet's life. Yes. Story from the journey of Prophet Muhammad. Very good. MashaAllah. Why should we learn seerah? Why should we learn seerah? It's sunnah, okay. What else? To learn about the Prophet, okay. So we can like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, very good. To follow him. It's sunnah, mashallah. Okay, and let's continue. Let me know who am I. I'll give you the introduction and tell me who am I, okay. I am the one who took young baby Muhammad from his parents, from his mother and his grandfather, and I brought him. Very good, Halima, mashallah. Okay, that was excellent. Who is an orphan? Okay, all those were writing Abu Talib, that's wrong. Halima was the right answer. We remember, right, that Halima Sadia, she took Prophet Muhammad with her when he was a baby and she kept him for 2 years. Then again, she requested and she kept him for 2 more years. Someone who do not have a father. Very good. Alhamdulillah. How many uncles did Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have? How many uncles? A person, okay. He had 7, 6, 4, 2. Okay. Oh. How many uncles did he had? He had, how about going to the number 9? Very good. He had 9 uncles. Which 2 accepted Islam? Anyone remember? Who accepted Islam from the 9? Okay, Muhammad, I think something is different with your ID today. Is everything okay? You can text me privately, okay? If there's any problem, just pick my personal ID and text me, not in the group. I don't know, your ID looks very different. Hamza radiallahu anhu and Abbas radiallahu anhu. Very good. I don't know, your name says Milk, but your answer is correct. Okay, mashallah. And what the people of Makkah used to call Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before Islam started. Yes. And I think Musa, even your ID doesn't look normal to me, so please. As-Sadiq, okay. Al-Amin. Honest and peacemaker, okay. Yes. Sadiq and Al-Amin, trustworthy and honest. Yes, those are the exact correct answers. Excellent. And who am I? I am a Christian monk. I saw young Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a caravan going with his uncle and Bahira. Very good, Laika. Excellent. Okay, Zayan will come, who's Barqa. Okay, we'll soon come to Barqa. But yes, he was Bahira. Excellent. Where would Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam go before the relation started? To have some alone time, to have some personal time and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gave us Hira, mashallah, Zasha and Hira and okay, mashallah, you're speaking so fast that your names are just flying out. Okay, I am the person to whom Khadija radiallahu anha brought Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the first revelation. Okay, excellent. That was Warqa bin Nawfal. Okay. Who came to meet Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he was in the cave of Hira? Jibreel alayhi salam. Mashallah. What did he brought with him to give Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He brought Quran. Okay. What did he give from the Quran? Wahi. Mashallah. Very good. Iqraq, yes, the first 5 verses of Surah Al-Ikhlas, mashallah, excellent. And what did Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell his wife, Khadija radiallahu anha, after going home, after the first tribulation? Zammiluni, mashallah, wrap me, cover me in a blanket, excellent. Okay, now this is a little tricky, let's see. Is Nabi and Rasul same? He was scared, okay. Is Nabi and Rasul safe? Okay, who's a Nabi? Who's a Nabi? Prophet, okay, then who's a Rasul? What's the difference between a Nabi and a Rasul? Person who follows the Prophet before, okay, Laika, who's the, yes. The person who follows the Prophet before, he's who? Messenger, okay. Excellent, yes. Nabi is the one who has no new Sharia. He's the one who's following the Sharia, the code of law of the previous Prophet. And Rasul is the one who's given the new code of law. Okay? So was Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a Nabi or a Rasul? Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Excellent. Okay. I am the first martyr of Islam. Me and my Sumayya. Very good. MashaAllah. Yasir radiallahu anhu and Sumayya radiallahu anha. Excellent. Okay. I am 9-year-old. I live with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay. MashaAllah. Hassan, you don't even guys let me finish. You are awesome. Okay, Ali radiallahu anhu. And I was the slave of Prophet when the time of revelation started. I was the first slave to accept Islam. Okay, mashallah, right? Good job. And after that, he cursed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he invited everyone towards the towards oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Abu Talib, Abu Jahl, Abu Talib, Abu Jahl. I think you're still typing for this. Abu Jahl, excellent. Yes, he was Abu Jahl. And who was Abu Jahl, by the way? He was uncle of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Excellent. And I was Prophet's best friend. I was the first male to accept Islam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Excellent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on which journey after finding out he was sad? Isra Mi'raj, mashallah. Jibreel brought Dash with him to take Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from, okay, mashallah, Burak. Isra started from Masjid al-Haram, excellent, Makkah, and it ended at Jerusalem, very good. And Mi'raj started from Jerusalem, Masjid al-Aqsa too, and it ended at in the heavens. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, you guys are doing so well. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried to establish that Islam, okay, very good. MashaAllah. The main three teachings of Islam in the time of Makkah was? The main three. The main three, okay. Kalima, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, very good. The second day of resurrection, for sure. And what's the third one? Tawheed, very good. Tawheed, day of judgment. And the third one. Yes, third one. Kalima, Tawheed, and yes, Kalima and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be? What would be the difference? I'm still looking for that one word. Kalima, okay. Oneness of Allah. Belief in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as last and final messenger. And belief in the day of judgment. Okay, alhamdulillah. And after that, the last one or two questions we would take is actions depend on their niyat, intentions. Very good, mashallah, excellent. Actions depend on their intentions. And the last one would be, I really want to ask you a little tricky question. What would Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell to the people of Makkah who were Muslims who would be tortured by the non-Muslims? What would he ask them to do? Very good, Zayan. He would ask them to do sabr, have patience. MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us. I hope and I pray that we remember what we learned. We are able to practice. Anyone would like to share anything that they really like, they learned, and they want to share, that they are trying to implement it in their life? Go ahead and raise your hand. What they learned, what they want to share, go ahead and raise your hand. No one? Yes. Okay, alhamdulillah. You guys? Okay, I don't know what does the meaning of no name. Okay, Zasha, I will unmute you. So go ahead and share.
I like the time when the boycott happened with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how they were patient, and I would also try to be patient when someone is not good to me.
Very good, mashallah, excellent. We have to try to be patient. Okay, Abdul Rahim, I have unmuted you. Go ahead, Abdulrahim. Okay, I'm sorry, I don't know. Yes, go ahead, Abdulrahim. Yes, I think now you're unmuted, Abdulrahim. Can you hear me? Okay, I'm sorry, Abdulrahim, we don't hear you. And I don't know, no name, I'm not sure what does it mean. If you can change it to your name, then it would be nice for us to recognize you. Okay, Abdulrahim, you're the last. I don't know, I'm not able to unmute you again. Okay, now it happened. Can you hear us? Can you go ahead and share? Okay, anyways, inshallah. So I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we all are able to practice and learn and actually implement what we learn in our life so that on the Day of Judgment in front of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are able to say that, O Allah, we tried to learn the teachings of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that we love him more in our life in this world and we follow his footsteps. Alhamdulillah, Sister Aisha is also ready. So, bismillah, we'll go to Sister Aisha now and continue with Sister Aisha and Ahmed Mustafa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Sister Aisha.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my dear Shaheen. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to all my dear friends. So, alhamdulillah, as you all know, this is our final week, but I won't say it's the last week. Why? Because I'm hoping and I'm assuming that inshallah in future we'll have more sessions with you all and we'll have more connection and maybe by that time one of you is going to be inshallah, you know, as the time passes by, is going to be more knowledgeable, will be knowing a lot more and maybe teaching somebody else, you know, teaching somebody else from what you're learning today, you'll be teaching someone else inshallah. And you will continue this chain, right? It's the chain. It's a chain. It's like a domino, right? It's like chain and domino effect. So whatever you learn, you're going to transfer it further to someone else. And they will transfer it to someone else. Because always remember that whatever we share with anyone, their hasanat is not only with them, but it also comes to you. For example, let's say you share a beautiful dua with someone or you teach someone kalima. La ilaha illallah, just this one kalima. So whomever is going to learn this kalima, that can be your parents, that can be your siblings, that can be your friend, that can be anyone, right? So when you teach them any small thing or big thing, then whoever does that, of course they will get the ajr, but the ajr will also go to you, or as long as they keep on doing that thing. For example, my teacher or my mother, she taught me Quran, how to read the letters, alif, ba, ta, za, right? She taught me. And after that, when I learned it, I taught it to my children and so many other people. So now, whoever I taught, they go ahead and they teach to someone else, right? So with that, what happens? So when you teach someone, all those things are then transferred to the people that go further away. So it's always multiplying. So just imagine. So inshallah, in this month also, you know, this Ramadan, mashallah, it's about to end. So we have almost entered the last 10 nights, which we talked about last time. Remember? Do you remember what we talked about last time? What happens in this last 10 nights? What happens in this last 10 nights? I think the chat is disabled because I don't see any responses here. Okay, so remember how we talked about the Qadr, right? We talked about the Qadr, we talked about the Laylatul Qadr, subhanAllah, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, he actually, the pen is there and everything is being written on those beautiful, that one particular night. And of course, then I told you about how the angels did descend, right? Just imagine 70,000, just multiply it, you know, they are all descending, they're all just dropping like the drops of rain, right? And they're coming down, subhanAllah. And then whoever they find praying and doing things, they make dua for them. So subhanAllah, you know, this is what we are going to do, inshallah, in this entire month. And then what are we going to be looking forward after the month of Ramadan is going to be over? What are you all going to look forward to? Eid, 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 absolutely. So what is Eid? What is Eid? What is Eid? What comes in your mind when you say the word Eid? Amen, Mustafa.
Celebration.
Celebration. Alhamdulillah. Celebration. That's what comes in our mind. So what are we? Celebration money. Okay. So what happens in that celebration? What are you looking forward? Amen, Mustafa. What do you look forward on Eid Day?
Money.
What do you money. Look forward to? You look forward to money, but okay. I never give you money. So what do you look forward to?
Candy. Definitely candy.
You look forward to candy? SubhanAllah. So why do you think Ammi would let you eat candy? Because I normally don't let Ahmed Mustafa eat candy a lot, or actually at all. So why do you think I will let you eat candy on the Eid day?
Because I can change your mind on Eid. No, because Eid is a great day.
Because Eid is a great day. Because, well, what have you done? What you've done for in that entire month of Ramadan that you deserve that candy on that day?
Oh, you've done a lot of good deeds and you've fasted.
You've fasted. Alhamdulillah. You've fasted, right? So this Eid, basically, the Eid al-Fitr, why is it Fitr? Fitr means actually breaking the fast. So it's the celebration of the breaking of the fast that you do. And then the entire month that you have dedicated for Quran, right? The entire month that you have dedicated for Quran. I see there's a lot of irrelevant sharing that's being done here. SubhanAllah. Okay, Hassan Shoaib. I think your answer is a very good one. Shaitan fasts on Eid al-Fitr day. Yes, somebody has actually said this to me too. SubhanAllah, on Eid al-Fitr, actually we break the fast, we actually celebrate that fasting. Now, tell me how this Eid is going to be different from all the Eids that you have had before. How this Eid is going to be different? Ahmed Mustafa, what do you think?
We're not going to be going like to the masjid, and we're not going to get to like see my friends and play with them or anything.
You will not be going, you'll be not be going to the masjid. Yeah, that's true. What else is going to be different?
I'm not going to be able to see my friends or any of the relatives.
You will not be able to see your friends and your relatives and your neighbors that you normally do. So what do you think can be the alternative? How can we make this Eid special?
We can start texting people about how we love them, just to make it seem like...
SubhanAllah, that's a good idea, that you will text, you know, your friends, your loved ones, and let them know how much you miss them, how much you love them. And also because it's a celebration of all the hard work that you have done. Remember these last 10 nights? When the last 10 nights used to approach, the Prophet ﷺ used to tie his, something around his waist. And he would say that, okay, I'm not ready for it. Like, you know, there's an expression where you say, here I go, or I'm ready now, let's do it. So it's a lot of hard work. Because remember, as Sister Javeria was saying yesterday, normally we tell our children, go to bed early. But what happens during these last 10 days? We tell everyone, we encourage everyone not to go to sleep, but rather be awake and be in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because we know that we have special guests visiting us. So what happens when special guests are visiting? You make sure that your house is clean and everything is good and all of that. And what are the, and who are the special guests, Ahmed Mustafa, that will be visiting on these last 10 nights?
Angels.
Absolutely. Angel Jibreel. You must have heard during these entire sessions about Angel Jibreel, Archibreel, Sister Shaheen talking about it, you know, Sister Javeria talking about the angels, how the angels are powerful, how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to them, and how they come. Just imagine the same Angel Jibreel who went to the Prophet ﷺ in the cave of Hira, will be coming to you, to your house, and greeting you salam. Isn't that amazing? That's an amazing thing. So be able to be awake and be in remembrance of Allah. So when they come, they are happy and we welcome our guests in that situation and they say salam to us. That's the most beautiful thing. And that's what we actually celebrate in the end of the day, in the end of the month. So we are celebrating all these beautiful things that have been happening to us. So as Emin Mustafa said, that this Eid will be different. It's our first Eid in lockdown, right? I never imagined in my life a few months back that we will be in that situation. But there is khair in everything for a moment. Always remember, there's always goodness in everything. Just imagine how much we have appreciated all the things that we took for granted. For example, even if our neighbors, you know, our neighbors, our friends that we used to think are going to be there forever, all the time for us, now that you don't see them, you miss them. You're like, oh, I wish I would have spent more time on so-and-so day. I wish I would have invited so-and-so. I wish I would have done that. Like, subhanAllah, for a while I was thinking of inviting my entire neighborhood, and I did. And now it's like, oh, I wish I would have invited all of them, subhanAllah, because I miss my neighbors. And this is a very natural way. But this develops what I call gratitude. So what you can do, and as Ahmed Mustafa was saying, you can actually call on Skype, just like we are talking right now. You can call on Skype, you know, your friends, your relatives. You can actually exchange all these good things. You can probably send some flowers, some, you know, cake or something, some goodies, you know, you can send them their services over the internet that provide that. You can do that and make them happy. And so, you know, these small things, and especially spending a quality time with your family, maybe cooking something together. Like in our house, we make sivaiyan, you know, the vermicelli. Maybe you can do that, or you can bake something. Just make it more fun. Decorate your house. Put some lights. Make it and celebrate it, just like the way you would, you know, otherwise. So inshallah ta'ala, let's make this dua that we make this Eid the special one. And we don't let this lockdown take this energy and the spirit away from us. And inshallah ta'ala, let's all make this Eid a very, very special one. And I hope and I pray that all of you inshallah will keep each other in your duas. And inshallah, all those beautiful lessons that we have learned through all our beautiful teachers, through Sister Shaheen, Sister Javeria, and all the du'as that I tried to convey and share with you, you will inshallah remember, at least try to remember, and make it as a khayjariya. Okay, this is like your homework. Please do share the goodness with whomever you know that you can, whether it's your friends or your parents or your siblings, your you know, relatives. Do share the goodness with them. Let's keep this khayjariya, this chain going on, inshallah. And with this, I let you all go. Please keep me in your du'as. Please keep Ahmed Mustafa in your du'as. And I will keep you all in my du'as. May Allah protect you all. May Allah protect your hearts. May Allah protect your parents. May Allah protect your siblings. May Allah protect your family. May Allah make you among the Salihin, the Illiyin, the Muqarrabin, the right-handed one. May Allah make you among the best of the best of the best of the people. And may Allah raise your ranks and your parents, inshallah, in general for those. And may Allah forgive you all and your parents and your siblings and everyone and all of us, inshallah, in this Ramadan, inshallah, Allah. And make us better mu'min. Because remember, we have a purpose in this life. Allah has made us a khalifa. A khalifa means, you know, someone who's your assistant in this world. So we have to do the job what the Prophet ﷺ did. This is our job in this world. So never forget that. This is the purpose why you and me are here today. There's no other purpose. This is the only purpose that we have. And that can be through any means, inshallah. So remember this and don't forget me as well and all your teachers. And with this, I let you go. Lot of love, lot of hugs, and lot of kisses to all my dear ones. Okay? Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Allahumma ameen to all the beautiful du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them from all of us and jazakillah khair wa ahsan al jaza for all the wonderful teaching, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite us on khair, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us bonded on khair, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite us in the highest level of Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Right? Alhamdulillah. How many of us feel happy that inshallah now we are all equipped to celebrate Eid in the best of ways? Go ahead and type one that yes, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we are going to make this a very happy Eid. We will remember that we are too blessed to be stressed, right? And whatever, however Allah wills, inshallah, either we will be thankful or we will be patient. So that's like a believer, right? Alhamdulillah. So the pillars of Iman, how many of you feel that you are strong believers, strongest achievers? Yes, Dasha, I've been looking at them and we have been really enjoying. It gives us a lot of strength. So you will be seeing your trees very shortly on the screen right now, okay? So go ahead and let's try to say this together one time so that we remember, so that we can remember what we had learned together, right? So let's say, Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allahi ta'ala wal ba'ti ba'dal maut. I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, and in al-qadr, the taqdeer, that all good and bad is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, and I believe in the resurrection after death. Right? Let's see, do you feel strong right now? Okay, let's see. Yes, how many of you feel like a strong tree like this right now? And shining, beautiful, nice. Alhamdulillah. So let us remember, in English we did all of these, Alhamdulillah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us strong, that no matter what winds blow, no matter what's happening, we stay strong like that. And here was an activity that we did yesterday. We kind of went through it together. Anybody who is making up from the recording, maybe go back and listen to one recording before, and you can use some supplies to come up with a tree. How many of you actually made the tree? Go ahead and type one. And if you were not able to make it, then you can go ahead and type two. Like I have yours here in my, you know, in our inventory right now. So I'm going to show you also on the screen, okay? And how many of you think that in our last class today, you can use the annotate feature very wisely, right? So you will be putting some stars for some friends, some, you know, you can put some stickers, and hearts and stars. Okay, so we will see. If it goes well, then you will get to do it. If it doesn't go well, then we will not be allowing it. Okay, so Alhamdulillah, if you were not able to take the class yesterday, then here is a glimpse of what we were trying to do. We were trying to make sure that we are strong believers, and this is not for just this class. How many of you promised that this is for your life, inshallah? You are going to become fruitful trees, right? And you will remember all your teachers and your du'as as fruitful trees. No matter what you do, no matter which branch you develop, right? At school, at home. This is so incredible, Zulkarnain. Beautiful, mashallah. I wish we had it here. So let's start seeing. Now it's drum roll. And let's see our friends' creations, mashallah. And I will allow you to, I will see how you do annotate, inshallah. And you can give a star or you can give a heart on what areas do you like. So mashallah, this is so beautiful, Zahra. That is incredible sharing. We can see the roots very nicely at the bottom. And we can see the pillars of Islam, which is fasting, zakah, hajj, and shahada, all this right here on the trunk. And how many beautiful fruits, right? And I love this, forgiveness of sins. A strong believer is making dua right now. No big red star, the red heart or lines, okay? Mashallah, most of you follow directions. I love it, mashallah. And the reward in the hereafter, and it's so incredible, the detail that you added. It's so beautiful, mashallah. So go ahead, raise your hand, Zahra, if you're in the class and you want to talk about it too. Then go ahead, raise your hand so I can give the mic to you if you want to talk about it too. Okay, this is Kazim. This is so beautiful, mashallah. Very nice. Okay, let me clear for more stars, inshallah. You guys can give more stars while I'm waiting. Zahra, are you in the class right now? Then raise your hand. We'd love to hear from you, mashallah. This was so beautiful. Okay, looks like, you know, we cannot stop writing in big markers, so let's not write with the big markers. And if you promise that, no, I'm not going to be writing in big markers, only then that privilege can come back, right? So, okay, so Zara, I don't think so. Mashallah, let me see if I can find you real quick. But so proud of you and so many ideas. Anybody who is still needing to make the project, you get a lot of ideas here. You can use your time very wisely. Just like, you know, you have these games. Jannah is a real place, and you can grow a lot of good trees over there by saying Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Right? You can say that. So this was really amazing and excellent. Takbir and mashallah, tabarakallah, may Allah increase you in your ilm, in your amal, in your actions. Next we have is a beautiful tree by Zayan. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. And if you want, you can raise your hand as I take your name. So if you want, you can talk about it. One thing, Zayan, that I want you to fix is that these are the pillars of Islam, which are in the roots. So those are going to move in the roots of the tree. Okay? These are going to move into the stem. All right? So inshallah, just make an addition and the edit that move these into your tree stem. And here will come what? What do you think, friends, would come here in the roots? Go ahead and you can type. Yes, you can definitely share your note, Shamaim. Those are beautiful. You can send it to me also if you like. And we can share. Very good. Pillars of Iman will go in the roots. Excellent. And these are not the pillars of Iman. This is the pillars of Islam. Okay, so just make that edit, inshallah. The rest looks beautiful. And the trees, I love your fruits. So go ahead, friends, if you can give some stars. And we appreciate your friend here. Let's see if you guys can do it nicely. And love these fruits. May Allah make us all have these fruits to be able to help, to be able to be nice to the family, to show some kindness, care, respect, right? And haya, that is so beautiful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us be modest, inshallah, right? And may Allah make it easy for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy, inshallah. So that was really, really beautiful. And lots of love to you for these beautiful trees. And I hope many will benefit in your home and everywhere else because of you being a smart believer, right? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So big shout out to you. Here we have Laika's. Mashallah, I love the colors, Laika. They are looking so beautiful. Laika, if you want to take the mic and raise your hand, and I can give the mic to you and you can talk about your tree. So mashallah, these are friends of the Loon of Walloon. They sent very quickly. So go ahead, Laika. Yes, Laika.
So I drew a rough sketch in my notebook, and then I just decided how to adjust everything. And like one of the, like every apple is a different deed I've done, and every day I will add another apple and add another deed on to the tree.
That is so incredible. Now this one, this fasting will stay here, okay? So that you don't have to bring it here, but obviously the food will be that you're fasting patiently, right? That can come here. But here, what do you have here? Not blaming things on others. That is so beautiful. And I really like that you have this making dua and your family. And this is like such a good idea that you will keep on adding to it. So that is really incredible, mashallah, Laika. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in your actions, in your ilm, and in your amal, inshallah. So beautiful. Okay, Zulkarnain, go ahead. You can talk about it while you are sharing. Let me just go through some of them that I have, and then we can talk about it. So Rahim had a creative idea to show it in a person. And in a person, your iman is like your heart of the body. And the pillars of Islam is like the body. It will show, you know, a believer will look like a Muslim. You don't have to guess. You will see a believer as a Muslim, inshallah. So there are so many ideas that you can see, and you can see on the WhatsApp group also, all of them in more detail. Zasha, this was really beautiful. So the belief, and in Islam, you have very nice fruits, and I like the branches there. Really appreciate all the efforts. So barakallahu fi. And then Hassan, beautiful drawing. And I like those words that you have, like not backbiting and making dua of forgiveness and positivity. That is so incredible that you have the positivity there, right? So that is such a beautiful proof of iman that you stay positive. You don't become a negative person, right? Alhamdulillah. And we have Samia, mashallah, and look at that, a very beautiful decorated tree. I love it, right? I'm a strong believer. I believe and I achieve. And lots of fruits here. So Samia, if you want to raise your hand, you can talk about it too. So let's see, if Samia, if you are in the room, then you can raise your hand and you can talk about it. While we are waiting for you, I can have Zulkanen talk about his. Go ahead, Zulkanen.
Assalamu alaikum.
So
I got the top of the tree from your idea yesterday. Mm-hmm. This bit and rest of it, it's all the names of Allah. It's most of them that my mum told me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really in order, but it starts from here, which is Ar-Rahman over here, you can see.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can see.
And
mm-hmm.
then the roots over here, I've tried to do one thing for everything. So belief Allah in the first kalima. I wrote it down. And for the angels, I read every single angel I knew. And for books, I did all the books I knew. And for messages, I just couldn't think of all 25 prophets. I did 23.
Mm-hmm.
For Day of Judgment, I did the names that I knew. For example, Al-Qariyah, Al-Sakha, Al-Taghabun, Yawm Al-Ba'ath, and stuff like that. And then for Al-Qadr, I wrote down, Allah has determined how many rice grains we will drink in our life. This can only be changed through dua.
Mm-hmm. MashaAllah, this is so beautiful. You can even record all that and you can share with so many others to benefit from this. It's so beautiful. And I hope you build up a very fruitful tree on the top. So JazakAllah Khair for raising your hand and, you know, showing it to us. So definitely you can add the top part. And as you go through life and you start applying these things in your life, then go ahead and start adding this. So maybe you are at the school and that line goes there, and maybe you are at home, or maybe you are in a sports group. So you can start adding those things, right? So I love, mashallah, Samia, that's how you have put in here your personal life, your family life, and how in Islam and even in the health wise, I love the idea that you are eating well. That's a great fruit of iman, that you are leaving one third for water, one third for air, and one third for the food. So mashallah, tabarakallah. So all my smart achievers, strong believers, mashallah. So as a final comment for this class, as we depart in the final moments, right, it was absolutely a pleasure to work with you. It was absolutely an honor to be part of your learning, and I hope you are going to turn into beautiful, big, and nice and very confident smart trees, right? Like smart Muslims, like La ilaha illallah, Muslims say it loudly, and La ilaha illallah, Muslims say it proudly. Be mindful of this time. This time is going to be there when our good deeds and bad deeds are going to be weighed. So keep up the great work. No matter how small a little task may seem and it is on the good side, don't give it up. Keep going, okay? Keep going with the right intention, and just check if it's the right action and then give it a right protection. Do not spoil your deeds by any means. So if anybody wants to share any final comments, anything, go ahead. This is your time to shine. If you have any sharing, you can raise your hand. Zulkanen, you want to say something again, or you think you've raised your hand again? So go ahead. Anybody wants to raise your hand, you can do that. I want to just tell you that I love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love all the admin team, everybody who works for this program day in and day out, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all this effort. May Allah make this a reason of safai dariya for all our teachers whose efforts went into this. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite us in the highest level of Jannah, inshallah. So go ahead, Mashal. Any final words for all your friends and all the learners here? Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that for the teachers, thank you, and that you've helped me a lot, because you've helped me a lot, and thank you for teaching us, and thank you for teaching us Quran and doing all this stuff for us.
You are so welcome, Michelle. It was a pleasure to be with you. So, go ahead, Bulkini.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm going to say that I'll really miss all my classmates here, and it was a really big pleasure to have a class like this, and I'm really going to miss this class, and I don't want to depart from this class because I feel like I've taken the most benefit from here, because my mum always encourages me to learn Quran with the meaning, because alhamdulillah, Allah's blessing to be hafiz, right? But then I don't really go for the meaning that much, and then my mum always tells me to go for the meaning. And then when I came to this class, I got the meaning, and I'm so happy now. And I got a few surahs, and I'm so happy of all my teachers. Inshallah, may Allah reward you all with khair.
Jazakallah khair for being here, Zulkarnain. And inshallah, I hope the very exciting journey starts for you ahead, and you get to know the entire Quran with the meaning. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you benefit the world through that knowledge, inshallah. So, and the best way to thank your teachers is to keep them in part of your precious du'as, inshallah, okay? So everybody is requested to do that for all the teachers, your parents, keep them in your wonderful du'as. Abdurrahman? Sorry, Abdurrahim. So that happens when your eyes start getting wet. Things start looking blur, right? So we will definitely miss you, and a big, big, big social hug, you know, to all of you. Burhan, go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
मैं सबकी मेहनत को बहुत अप्रिशिएट करता हूं, आप लोगों ने हमें इतना पढ़ाया.
जज़ाकअल्लाह खैर बुरहान, थैंक यू सो मच फॉर द काइंड वर्ड.
अल्लाह ताला आप सबको जज़ा दे. आमीन
आमीन समामीन. मे अल्लाह सुब्हानहु तआला एक्सेप्ट फ्रॉम ऑल ऑफ अस, और आपको भी इंशाल्लाह. आई हैव अनदर, आई डोंट सी द आईडी, बट लेट मी ट्राई. यस इंशाल्लाह. यू वांट टू से समथिंग? Okay, so Jazakallah khair wa Arsenal Siza for being active participants, and don't forget, these are the last 10 blessed nights, so read as much Quran as you can, inshallah, and reflect on the meanings, all the surahs that you were able to do. Keep that tree in a place where you are focusing for your ibadah in these last 10 nights, so it keeps reminding you. If you have not made it, you can add more ideas, add more things, and inshallah, keep on building it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the efforts, and you know, you prepare, you know, the last homework is to be the very best Muslims, inshallah, you can be. And inshallah, if life permits, we will announce the course soon, and then we will see you again in that class. If you have any reflections, you have any sharings that you still want to share, the WhatsApp group for this week will be open, but after that, if you have anything that you want to share, then it goes to kidscourse@nurquraninstitute.com. So we look forward to receiving more trees that you are building with your families. May Allah bless your families. May Allah make you a coolness of eyes for all of them, and make you all the leaders of the righteous, inshallah. All right. So as a last thing, just like how the companions of the Prophet ﷺ would remind each other before leaving, we will say, "Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, innal ladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bil sabr." By time, mankind is in loss except for those who believed, who did the righteous deeds, who reminded each other of haqq, and who reminded each other of patience. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم دخلني منه ما نسيت.